Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Earth Trust podcast. This time we're exploring the beauty of our natural world and the profound ways it inspires us. I'm Susie Kemp, and today we have the pleasure of diving into the world of art, nature and community with a very special guest, Earth Trust's first ever artist-in-residence, JC Niala. JC is an Oxford-based artist whose work is deeply rooted in the rhythms and wonders of the natural world. She combines poetry, sculpture and other art forms to bring people together in appreciation of nature. Since joining Earth Trust in January, here at the foot of the Whitnam Clumps, JC has been immersing herself in the breathtaking landscape, drawing inspiration from the voices of the Earth Trust community. Through a series of art workshops, guided walks and informal chats, our staff team, volunteers and visitors have all been contributing to JC's journey of exploration, creativity and connection. Her residency will culminate in a legacy artwork piece, which will be displayed here at Earth Trust Centre for visitors to enjoy for many years to come. So now, let's delve into her experiences and insights to hear about the magic that unfolds when art, nature and community intertwine. JC, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Can you just tell us a bit about your background as an artist and how your relationship with nature has influenced your work?
So I started off actually with doing ceramics. So it's literally about getting one's hands into the earth and making things from what nature is made from. Okay. And then from that, I used to carry a sketchbook everywhere. In fact, I need to start doing that again. It's been a while since I did that. And wherever I went, I would just make sketches of whatever nature I saw and write poems and things about, you know, my responses to it. But it was quite a nice way to engage with the world and to engage with nature, because I see being an artist as actually learning how to see and learning how to observe what's around us. But I also have a complicated relationship with nature because I have over 40 allergies, half of which are environmental.
Wow.
So yeah, most of my childhood was my mum actually trying to keep me indoors.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, when I was outdoors, it was not always safe for me. So oddly enough, it's actually made me appreciate nature even more because I don't take it for granted that I can now actually be outdoors.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. Yeah, so that's probably really changed your perspective on the natural world around us.
Yeah.
And can you share a specific moment or experience that's deeply inspired you as an artist?
Well, it's the little things, actually. Doing yoga outside and watching a little ant, you know, on yoga mats are these little squares, and watching an ant fit into one. There's just something that was so magical about doing that. Or, you know, when you see like a ladybird and if it lands on somebody, you know, hearing birdsong in winter and then realizing that actually you have to look quite hard into the trees to see the birds. Even in the winter when there's less leaves, they camouflage really well. And always dragonflies, always.
Oh, is that your special thing?
Yes.
So what drew you to the idea of being an artist in residence here at Earth Trust?
I love the work that goes on at the Earth Trust. Before the pandemic, I used to come here for workshops, and from the very first time I came here, I've always felt at peace. So I've been here with friends and family, but to be honest, I love coming here by myself because I never feel alone when I'm here, because the nature here is so alive, I always feel like I'm in company. Mm-hmm. And increasingly, I've been kind of making peace with the fact that I seem to be an environmental or a nature artist. So this residency seemed like the perfect opportunity for me to embrace that part of my practice. And the Earth Trust and I both share a value of making nature accessible for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important to us. That's part of our mission, is to empower people and advocate for more accessibility so that everyone has access to that green space experience. In what ways do you think art can help people connect with nature and foster a deeper appreciation for the environment?
Yeah, so this comes back to when I was younger and I couldn't access nature easily myself. You know, I mean, it was that bad that actually sometimes if I even went to a music festival, I'd end up in hospital needing oxygen and because of my allergies. But there was always people like the great British landscape artists, Constable, Turner, Gainsborough, and they give you a chance to visit nature in your imagination.
Mm.
And then when I was into ceramics, I could then engage with nature inside. because even though, yeah, the earth comes from the outside, you work with it on the wheel indoors. And I got inspired by women like Madeline Odundo. And it shows the magic of what happens when people and nature collaborate. You know, kind of like the Earth Trust.
Yeah.
And the thing about art is that it makes you ask questions. And some of those questions can lead to fruitful actions for helping the environment. Mm. If you see a painting from decades ago, and then you see the landscape now and see how it's changed, you have to ask yourself, what's going on? And that kind of stuff is a really fruitful way to think about nature.
It is, yeah.
Art also gives you the tools to realize that you can make a positive difference. You can turn a blank piece of paper into something that can touch somebody else. And that can give you then the confidence to do something positive with your environment and the nature around you.
Definitely. That's a really nice way to see the world. What can you tell us about the legacy artwork piece that you've been creating so far?
So it's on fabric, and it's using prints by myself, but also for the workshop participants, and the prints are going to intermingle with words that I've been harvesting from what people have been telling me.
Right.
And what I like about it, I only realized that at the workshop I did this weekend, that actually, because the prints are from many different people, but they're going to end up on the same fabric, it's as though they've been collaborating through time and space. So it's a really nice way for people to meet on the fabric. And the prints are a mixture of things like vegetables, but a lot of the prints come from leaves, twigs, and other pieces of nature that people picked up at the Earth Trust. So I kind of feel like the land at the Earth Trust is also contributing to the legacy art world.
Yes, it has. Nature has helped. Excellent. Are there any specific projects or pieces that you've worked on during your residency that you're really excited to share?
Working with Endeavour Academy, it's a specialist school and children's home in Oxford for children and young people aged between 8 and 19 with autism and severe learning difficulties who benefit from an autism-specific environment. We really wanted to work together, and I wanted the children to be able to contribute to the legacy artwork, but they weren't going to be able to participate in the workshops I was giving. So in the end, I met with a teacher from the school, and together we worked out how they could actually have the workshop. And I sent them the necessary resources, and I can't wait to include their work and the artwork.
Fantastic.
It reminded me that art and nature will always find a way to include everyone.
Yeah, that's a really nice way to involve people remotely like that. So what's been your favourite moment through this process so far?
Can I have two?
Ooh. Come on.
So the people and the place. Because since the residency started, one of the other things I've been doing apart from the workshops is I come here every Sunday to work into the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And as we move towards spring, it's been a really beautiful place from which to watch the light come in.
Aww. And what will you personally take from this experience? Is there anything that surprised you or that you didn't expect to find out or learn on your journey?
So I think it's been my embracing myself as an environmental artist and what it means to work with trust, actually. I really think that the Earth Trust lives up to its name as an organisation. When I look at Paradise Wood or the Thames restoration work, what I experience is enormous amount of trust in process. It's a really rare and it's a really special quality. And I challenge anyone to come here and not be moved by it.
Absolutely. And what advice would you give to artists looking to explore their connection with the natural world?
So art is a lot, as I said at the beginning, about seeing and observing. But the natural world does something more. It also encourages you to feel. So get out into it every day, even if it's just your local park. Take your sketchbook everywhere. I'm also talking to myself here. Follow the seasons. And this one is from the Earth Trust in particular. Trust the process.
Trust the process. Nice. Well, thank you so much, JC. It's lovely to hear from you. And we can't wait to see the final legacy piece when it's unveiled. And yes, from then on, it will be available for members of the public to come and view and come and take their own inspiration.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
JC's artwork will be on display in the Welcome Hub at Earth Trust Centre, so please do come down and take a look next time you're visiting the area. Like nature, art is there for everyone to explore. It has the power to awaken our senses and stir our souls. So venture outdoors, breathe deeply and tune into your surroundings. Feel the wind on your face and notice the little things. Let your creative juices flow, and who knows what nature will inspire you to create. Perhaps you could be our next artist in residence. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.